Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Roman Show after this great Memorial Day weekend, and we had a lot of fun, and we'd like to welcome every single one of you listening here on the program. Hopefully you guys enjoyed yourself, enjoyed some of the barbecue, the hamburgers. I'm riding solo for the moment, but shortly we will be joined by none other than Johnny Knockout here, who is celebrating his birthday, and also we will have a special guest, a wrestler from FOW. He also wrestled in OVW and several other promotions, and that's Mr. Michael Anderson. He is also in has had several characters in several movies, and he'll explain to us a little bit about that whole venture into the arts, being from pro wrestling. So that's a very interesting twist that we'll be talking about, but Anderson will be letting us know as far as his venture there. But we'd like to first start off with something that has gone viral. It has made national news. In fact, I would go as far as say that it has gone worldwide because everyone has heard the news about this man who went into a frantic stage and ate the flesh out of another man in South Beach. Now, if you didn't hear about this, you are living under a rock because it's been all over the news. And we're talking about the man now coined as the Miami Zombie. And today it was revealed that his victim, Ronald Popple, was a homeless man who was actually 65 years old, and he'd been homeless for almost four decades. And it turned out that this Miami Zombie, who is a former North Miami Beach High School football player, took this, what they call now bath sauce, sort of like an LSD, and started hallucinating, and it made his organs very warm. It was heated, so he had to remove his clothing, and eventually it led to attacking this poor man and eating his face. So we have this exclusive interview with none other than the Miami Zombie. Miami Zombie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Miami Zombie, first and foremost, we'd like to welcome you to the Roman Show. But we want to first start off by asking, we understand that you were headed to this big event you guys have down here in South Florida called the title of the Urban Beach Weekend, but what happened to you? What led you to eat this man's face in a very grueling manner?
Man, you know, like you were saying, I was all heated up. I didn't realize what that was. I thought it was a corn dog. And, man, that tastes pretty damn good.
Now, Miami Zombie, from what I understand, you were shot four times, but here you are talking to me. So are you just a part of the Walking Dead?
Yeah. You can say I'm a Walking Dead. I'm a walker. How these kids nowadays call me now.
Uh-huh. Now, I have no idea who is writing this skit, but whoever's writing that, this absolutely stinks. But Miami Zombie, I just want to tell you that you have gone global, man.
Oh, why? Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you have gone global over this grueling, disgusting act of a human being, but you have done it, and you managed to get press all over the world, and now you've actually got the attention of this new drug known as bath salt. Miami Zombie, do you have anything to say?
Well, I have one thing to say. And guys, folks, this is Miami Zombie, and you better be tuning in to the Roman Show, or I'll be knocking on your door, and I'll eat you up.
Oh, no. Good thing you didn't say that you like to FaceTime.
For all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules, all this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octágono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctágono.com.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Roman Show. For the moment, I will be riding solo until I get a hold of the birthday boy. This is Johnny Knockout here in the program. And I must excuse myself and please forgive me for the Miami Zombie calling in for some apparent reason on the program. I don't know who writes this stuff. Hey, let's get to the phone lines. In fact, I believe this is the TCW talent. Welcome to the Roman Show.
The pleasure is all yours. This is Prince Al-Farrakh getting ready to wrestle Saturday for TCW in Fort Smith.
Prince Al-Farrakh, thank you so very much for joining us here on the program. You'll be wrestling this Saturday, June the 2nd, against the legend of the WWE, Hacksaw Duggan. It's a big thing for you, sir.
Well, actually, there's two legends. It's legends match, legend versus another legend. 27 years in this business, I wrestled Hacksaw Jim Duggan all over the world. I have competed with him in Japan. I have competed with him in Canada, Mexico, all over. So this time, what's going to be different, I'm going to have my hand raised in victory. Don't forget that.
So, Prince, you're not whatsoever intrigued or intimidated at this man's career, sir.
Well, let me tell you, we've had a long war between me and him, USA versus the Middle East. You know, the best wrestlers in the world, the best athletes in the world is in the Middle East. Everybody knows that. Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, all these Middle Eastern countries, they produce very, very good Arab athletes.
I see that. So it's going to be Middle East versus the USA at the TCW event, which is actually going to be a nationally televised show. So make sure you watch what you say, Prince, because a lot of folks are listening here in the United States.
Well, let me tell you, they can chant all they want, USA, USA for me. USA only stands for ugly, stupid Americans. So chant all you want, because I am going to be number one. I'm going to go in and out as the winner. Remember that. So all you fans, come on down, Convention Center, Fort Smith, Arkansas, this Saturday, 7 o'clock, Prince Al-Farrakh, the Arab legend. Assalamu alaikum, Maharashtra. Mahur Mishumahan, Timur Akhid Mishna, Arba Khashra.
I have no idea what you said, but I'm pretty sure what you meant was to go see out the Prince versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And the Prince. just some of the guys that will be in action there, because there'll be several folks, including the Disco Inferno, a WCW personnel. So he'll be there as well. And it's, as the Prince had mentioned, at the Fort Smith Convention Center, Saturday, June 2nd. Bell time is at 6:45 p.m., and it will be a nationally televised program there. And the number to call for information is 501-463-4227 or wrestling.com for information. Prince, you battled Hacks Jim Duggan, like as you mentioned, all over the world. But what makes you think that you're going to take this one away from Hacksaw?
Well, you know, I'm sick and tired every time the commissioners and the higher up executives as TCW, Traditional Championship Wrestling, they always try to stack the deck against me. They put me against American wrestlers like Hacksaw Jim Duggan and, you know, America, Sergeant Slaughter, all these wrestlers. But they try to shake me. But it's not going to shake me this time, because this time I have one thing going. And that is, I am very training very hard. I'm going to go into the ring, and I'm going to destroy him. I'm not going to give them the opportunity to go around with the stupid flag and the 2x4 waving. I'm going to jump him, and I'm going to destroy him, and I'm going to end his career.
Oh, boy. So all those fans out there with the United States flag, what do you have to tell them?
Well, first of all, you know, everywhere I go, Mexico, I went to Mexico, a lot of wrestling fans in that town, Fort Smith, they are Spanish speaking. To them I say, ven a la lucha libre a ver el luchador número uno de Arabia.
Amazing. This man speaks Arabic, probably Urdu, Spanish, English. Wow, I'm impressed with you, Prince.
Well, you know, I'm also a legend. Also a legend. I wrestle all over the world, and I have many 32 championship titles. So let me tell you, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, this will be the very, very end of your career. So all the fans, come on out, chant all you want. I am concentrated. I will put him in the camel clutch, and I will humble him, and I will make sure that Hacksaw Jim Duggan is no more. And any contender they bring to me, because my goal is to be next TCW heavyweight champion.
There you go. Check out the actions of Prince versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan at Traditional Championship Wrestling at the Fort Smith, Arkansas, Fort Smith Convention Center. 2nd at 6:45 p.m. For information, visit traditionalwrestling.net, or you can go ahead and call the number I had mentioned, which was 501-463-4227. Prince, thank you so very much, and good luck.
Thank you very much, but I'm not going to need it. But thank you anyway.
Thank you, Prince. Thank you so much. Wow, amazing phone call. I can't believe okay, so we had the Miami Zombie. We had the Prince Alfred from the Middle East. We're not having a good show today. And unfortunately, I'm all alone here, because Johnny Knockout is celebrating indeed his birthday. But he will be in just a short time, guys. Just stay tuned. And we're also going to have Michael Anderson, a professional wrestler who has competed in OVW, FCW, and several other promotions. And he'll be on the program here telling us a little bit about his experience. Also, he has wrestled with WWE, and he will be telling us a little bit about his acting career. In the meantime, we're going to go quickly into a short little break, and we'll be right back with more action here in the Roman Show. Again, I apologize for the Miami Zombie, and then we also had the Prince Alfred. I don't know what you guys have to think about. We have been invaded today, ladies and gentlemen. We have been invaded here. Make sure you go on Twitter, hashtag Roman Show, and let us know your thoughts on today's show. It's just been very weird, guys. And I want to hear from you guys over there on the chat room what you guys had to say in reference to the Prince calling in. Again, you can check him out in action at Traditional Championship Wrestling or traditionalwrestling.net. Disco Inferno will be in that program, as well as Prince versus Hack Sergeant Duggan. We'll be right back with more action here in the Roman Show. I just don't know what to do anymore. Give us a call, guys. 714-868-0222. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
All right, we're back with more action here in The Roman Show. We were attacked by the Miami Zombie, and we were called by Prince out of I will be wrestling at TCW versus none other than the WWE legend himself, the WWE Hall of Famer, Sergeant Duggan, this Saturday, June 2nd, in Arkansas. You can visit traditionalwrestling.net for more information, or tcwwrestling.com, or the number, if you're in Arkansas, 501-463-4227 is the number, and you can get your tickets there. Tickets start at $10. Disco Inferno, a WCW veteran, will be there. Signing autographs, I believe. But you can go and check out the great show out there. And it will be a televised show. So it will be televised nationally that Saturday. So, gosh, if I would be in Arkansas, I would love to see this show. This sounds like a lot of fun. All right, guys, moving forward, we did speak about this Miami Zombie. And I'd like to mention that, you know, on Wednesdays we have the 10 p.m. show. We talk about mixed martial arts. And, in fact, tomorrow night we're going to have Ian McCall, who will be headlining UFC on FX number 3 here in South Florida. He will be on the program tomorrow night, along with Mike Strucker, who appears on MMA Uncensored, which airs on Spike TV every Thursday night, right after Impact. But check this out. We talked about the Miami Zombie guy that occurred this past Sunday. But about 2 years ago, 2010 to be exact, an American cage fighter ripped out his trainer's heart was still beating. He ripped out the heart out of his training partner while the man was alive. And mind you, this cage fighter says that he was possessed by the devil. Now, nonetheless, of course, they were under the influence of mushrooms. But yes, surely enough, this is nothing new that has happened. Again, as this U.S. cage fighter ripped out the heart of his training partner, he was still alive after becoming convinced he was possessed by the devil. He is the man who ripped out his training partner's heart, Mr. Taylor Powell. The man was alive. It seemed like a scene out of a horror film. So, guys, I'll be honest. I'm not too much into the zombie plan or the AMC program that have The Walking Dead, but if you are, I guess you must have some sort of interest in all this crazy stuff and nonsense that's happening. But this all happened because, again, this bath salt drug, which happens to be one of the latest drug crazes out there. But that is what's happening in the world today. In South Florida, it's been a non-stop conversation. Everyone's talking about it, pulling jokes. There's a picture that shows the man's face, the victim, which basically shows a ball of blood, if you will. Missing a nose, one eyeball, very, very gruesome, and not for the faint of heart. In fact, I wouldn't see this stuff if I had just eaten lunch. But it's out there. This is what occurred this weekend here in Miami, Florida, and it has made news all over the world. You have something to say about this crazy subject, call in 714-868-0222. Or you can go ahead and tweet us at RomanDH or hashtag RomanShow. But with that being said, we're going to move forward and we're going to call in Michael Anderson.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
And right now we're going to enjoy some music. That's right. Some symphony music as we get a hold of Michael Anderson.
Hello?
Hello, Michael Anderson.
How are you?
All right, sir. Welcome to the Roman Show. And we love that music as it your ringtone there, sir.
Oh, yeah. It's my entrance music, actually.
Really? That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, welcome to the show. You are a personnel that has been involved in the WWE, OVW, FCW, a fair share of experiences in the world of pro wrestling as well as in the acting. You've had your fair share of appearances.
Thank you so much, yes.
First and foremost, what are you up to right now currently?
You mean like professionally?
Correct, as a pro wrestling.
Oh, well, actually, I just got done doing... about four or five months worth of training at FCW. I just finished it up, did a couple of shows for them maybe about a month ago. And then they had me do the tour of, like, the WrestleMania, the Raw beforehand, WrestleMania and the Raw SmackDown afterwards to help get me a little bit more, you know, training and on the grounds kind of training and hands-on kind of stuff in that environment. Right now, actually, ironically enough, as of about 4 days ago, one of the people in talent relations office over at TNA had asked me to possibly come up there and do, like, I guess you could say, a tryout at OVW because TNA was possibly interested in taking a look at me and using me. So right now, I guess I'm just training for the next couple of weeks and getting ready to go up to Louisville, Kentucky and see what I can get done up there for OVW.
Well, that's just amazing, Mike. Now, so you were a part of FCW. Were you part of this whole new change that happened during that WrestleMania, that there were rumors that it was going to close down and that they were going to move it up to Connecticut? Were you able to hear about that inside?
Yeah. Well, for a while, you know, that rumor, actually, because I was there when it kind of spread through the locker room, probably the night before it hit, like, the internet, so to speak. And, you know, that rumor was so powerful that it actually scared a lot of guys into almost quitting their jobs. You know, there's a lot of guys that were pretty much thinking about going in there the next day and quitting. And, you know, WWE had pretty much said that those were just rumors. And, you know, it caused a lot of unsteadiness in the locker room because, you know, and it's still going on to this very day where that people think there's something happening, but they won't tell anybody because there still is a possibility that they might end up moving it. But, you know, as of right now, WWE is not telling anybody or at least releasing that kind of information to anybody. Yeah, a lot of guys were very scared and worked up and kind of in a sticky situation because, you know, moving up to Connecticut not only is extremely costly, but it's like it's a completely different environment. You know, it's just a whole lot of things would go into that, and I think it caused a huge ripple effect in FCW.
Well, as of right now, we understand that the FCW and in the NXT, that's all taking place in Tampa, at a university, from what we understand. But now, tell us a little bit about the inside. When rumors like this get started on the internet, and like you mentioned, it does affect the locker room. What's the reaction from the head guys? Do they, as you mentioned, they tell you not to believe the hype? But, I mean, you can't help it. We're human beings. We want to find out what the heck is going on. But as far as you guys, performers, does it affect you in any way when you're going out there and give this performance, not knowing that possibly this could be your last for the company, or you start thinking all these crazy things about your future?
Well, I mean, anybody who has ever had any exposure to being a part of the WWE can tell you firsthand that whether it's rumors or whether it's just another day at the job, they are constantly, you're constantly being reminded that your job is hanging in the balance, so to speak. So, I mean, like the anxiety of losing your job or the anxiety of what's going to happen next, you know, when you walk out there through the curtain or when you walk back through the curtain or when you go home and, you know, eat dinner after training, you know, it's always there. And basically you either learn to deal with it, cope with it, and pretty much like just move on and trust in your guns, or you spend every day, you know, having panic attacks because, you know, this business, especially when you get to the level where you make money off of it, whether it's WWE, TNA, or whatever, you know, so much pressure is put on you by the companies that you never know what's going to happen next.
Wow, and that's tough on you guys, you know. It makes you want to buy
heels,
you know, not knowing that, gosh, you know, this could be my last match here, and well, what next? You know, my dream.
I mean, you know, a prime example would be, you know, that the Tough Enough winner, Andy, just got released a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I was, you know, working out with him in the ring, not 2 days before that, he had no idea. You know, and it was like, all of a sudden you go home, you sit down, all of a sudden, you know, the office calls you and goes, we don't need you anymore. Boom. Like that, you know. And they don't really need much of an explanation. So, you know, unfortunately, one of the sides of this business is, you know, you're all, especially after, you know, the whole WCW, WWE thing, blah, 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 you know, now that WWE is kind of like the main thing and it's the sole, you know, U.S. company, even globally almost, you know, they have the power to tell you, you know, what's going to happen with your life. You know what I'm saying? So to speak, you know, back in the day, you had other places to go, so the anxiety levels weren't as high, but, you know, right now, if you ever really want to make money, so to speak, in this business, it's going to be in the WWE, and they're well aware of that. So they have a lot more control and a lot more manipulation over their talent as they would maybe 10, 15 years ago.
That's absolutely right. You know, Andy Levine was actually a good friend of us. We actually interviewed him during the WrestleMania weekend when we were here in Miami, and he said that they were working around his character, and boom, just about a few weeks after, he was gone, just like he stated. So you never know in this business. So what next, Mike? If you're in an FCW, you're this close of hitting the big spotlight, and they let you go like an Andy. I mean, what's next for you, other than, of course, the independent seat?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, I pretty much made my decision to focus on wrestling. So, I mean, even if it's not at FCW or wherever it is, you know, my goal is just to work as much as I can, you know, get my name out there as much as I can and keep reminding people that I'm here and I'm here to stay. You know, I've learned, whether I got pushed out of FCW or am I continue to be used or whatever, like right now I'm not currently being used after the last couple shows I did like a month ago. But, you know, with that being said, I believe that I can make whatever company I work for a lot of money, you know, and being able to be exposed to the training there, not only OVW but FCW, and just, you know, on the road, which I've done a lot over the past 4 years with WWE, with Raw and SmackDown, just getting the ring, working out with the guys, you know, learning from people like Arn Anderson and Jamie Noble and them. You know, I've been blessed with a lot of experience and knowledge that you can't really get on the indies. So when I get to go and work the independents, it gives me a chance to showcase my, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term, star power over, you know, what you would learn in a WWE environment, what you would learn just doing a bunch of moves in the indies, you know. And it's a good thing when you get a chance to do that because it gives people no choice but to pay you more attention than everyone else.
Gotcha. And now currently, what is your current, folks will recognize you as?
Well, I mean, right now I'm just, you know, an independent wrestler. You know, Deimos, the Gladiator, is my character. You know, I don't really do the Gladiator thing so much. After WWE kind of stepped on that, they thought that the whole Spartan thing was too, you know, hokey, which, you know, I understand completely in this new era, but I still go by the name Deimos, and I still have, like, kind of like I act, and my mannerisms are, like, very much like the Spartans in the movie 300, so to speak, you know, and, yeah, I basically just spend every day trying to work around that idea and perfect that talent, and constantly, you know, people both in WWE and TNA and other, you know, upper-level independent companies are constantly asking me for, you know, what I got next, what I got new, what can they work with, and blah, 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 you know, and that to me is, you know, every time I step foot in a ring, whether it's WWE, TNA, or even a local independent company, my goal is to go out there and better myself so that I can show them that I'm progressing without their help. So with their help, imagine what I could do.
That's absolutely great, Dick. So, Deimos, that's the name that folks recognize you as. And now, Mike, you're that versatile wrestler that just doesn't do pro wrestling. You're also an actor. How did
this
whole venture come about? How did this get started?
Well, actually, I was when I first broke into the business about 6-7 years ago, I actually started in North Carolina, and there's a lot of people who like the production and like the local it used to be WVE50 or whatever, now it's CW Network. They base a lot of their shows out of North Carolina, so their makeup crews and their camera crews and stuff like that, often these upper like major independent companies in North Carolina would use for their shows. So, like, you know, we had a lot of people coming, like production crews and stuff like that, coming from the CW Network, or back then the WV50 Network, that did, like, Dawson's Creek, One Tree Hill, blah, 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 blah. And they would come do our makeup and do our camera work and all the and production and backstage stuff. And you know, one of the makeup crew people noticed me, and they were like, you know, you're a decent-looking guy, you're tall, you're built, you know, you don't have a lot of scars, you're not too beat up. Would you mind coming doing a couple extra roles for like maybe One Tree Hill and Smallville and stuff like that? Because most of those shows are filmed in North Carolina. And I was like, well, of course, you know, I mean, you know, is there pay in it? They're like, yeah, you get like $50 an hour. You come there and they pay your way and stuff like that. And you just basically stand in the background and they go from there. And I did it. And I did it a few times for like One Tree Hill and a couple of times for Smallville as well. And then, you know, from there, it just, you know, it kind of escalated, because then I pretty much got that, you know, I had my own reputation for doing small-time shows, and there was a couple straight-to-DVD movies that they wanted me to be in, which I ended up doing. One was called Miller's Ridge, which was like a horror flick, and I was in the opening scene of one of the killers. And then, you know, when they were filming Transformers 3 in Washington, D.C., because, of course, my name comes up as an extra, you know, Yeah, they were filming that in D.C., which is where I was living before I moved to Tampa last year. They were filming that up there, and they asked me to come do that, you know, and they also did that with Night of the Museum 2, which was filmed in the Smithsonian in D.C., you know, it's all networking, man. In the entertainment business, whether you're in music, whether you're in acting, whether you're in wrestling, when you're there and you're on the ground zero area and you're meeting these people and you're networking with these people, you know, in entertainment business, it's not really what you can do, it's who you know. And the more people you know, the easier it is for you to get work.
And comes to say, I guess it comes to many job opportunities. You're definitely right about that. So, wow, Transformers and other several movies that you were a part of, that's just amazing, man. So, then do you want to keep going on with this acting career?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you still want to continue and pursue this whole movie scene?
Yeah, you know, I would love to. You know, I the way I look at it is when it comes to acting especially, you know, I don't particularly feel like there's a time limit on that, so to speak, you know, because I'm only 27 years old, and, you know, my only job in life has been to be an entertainer. You know, I've always done, you know, I think the only normal job I ever had was for a little bit. I was a bouncer while I was hurt. But I've always been a wrestler, or, you know, I did bodybuilder at modeling or whatever. So, like, you know, I look at it like in my youth days, I should pursue something that is based around youth, you know, and being a wrestler, you know, the younger you are, the better you are, the older you are, you're kind of getting outdated. So I feel like maybe once I've accomplished what I wanted to, at least what I feel like I wanted to with wrestling, then I can just, you know, hang up the boots and go do acting, because I'd like to end my life's career acting, because that's kind of like my ultimate dream, is to step foot in front of a major motion picture.
Gotcha. Well, I got a question here. Lone Ranger. Michael wants to know who or what inspired you to get involved into pro wrestling.
Well, actually, I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and my family and everybody in our town is a very wrestling town that's recruiting. All, you know, came from Steve Blackman, Bruno Sammartino, you know, all local people that, you know, you'd see at the local pub or, you know, the local, you know, gym or whatever. So, you know, it was just a very big Pittsburgh's a very wrestling and football town. And so I my earliest memories of sitting on the couch with my mom as a kid watching, you know, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, you know, the Rockers tearing it up, you know, against the Hart Foundation and stuff. So, like, you know, all I've ever known growing up is football and wrestling, and wrestling always kind of peaked it for me, because I think the first time I ever was exposed to it live was the 1994 King of the Ring when I was 9 years old, and my mother took me there for my birthday, and that was the one that Owen Hart won, the King of the Ring. And I remember when I was, for my birthday, they took us, the whole family, and they set us in the front row, you know, and I remember the opening match was the Rockers versus, I think, Spark Plug, Bob Holly, and somebody else.
Yeah.
And I just remember, you know, being in that sea of people. There was like 27,000 people, you know, and from the opening fireworks to every punch, every body slam, you know, just this little ring in the middle of this huge arena, and anything that went on in that ring, you'd have 27,000 people's attention, at, you know, the twist of a dime, you know. And it was like, seeing, I think that the peak of the moment was watching like Shawn Michaels climb the top rope, and when he jumped off that top rope, you know, everybody was like on their feet but silent, and then when he hit the elbow drop, you know, everyone just exploded. And I remember thinking, man, this is a surreal environment. And I always liked stepping foot in front of people. Like before that, you know, I would teach something about like animals and stuff, like when I was at school, and I would always be the first one to stand up for show and tell. I liked talking in front of crowds, and I'm seeing this live in front of me. And I'm going, wow, this is pretty much the ultimate form of really stepping foot of a live crowd, is to step out there and show your talents and showcase your athleticism and get people to really get behind you. And it was just so exciting to me. I remember I looked up and I tugged on my mom's shirt as I pointed to Shawn Michaels and said I wanted to be like him when I grew up. And, you know, ever since that day, you know, I've pretty much based my entire life around, you know, what do I have to do this? You know, I joined amateur wrestling. You know, middle school, high school, and college, I competed in collegiate freestyle wrestling. You know, as soon as I turned 18, I joined a wrestling school, you know, and it was a hard transition for me, because it wasn't until I joined a wrestling school that I understood that it was entertainment more than athleticism, so to speak. I'm not to say that they're not athletes, but, you know, I never knew it was, you know, quote, scripted until I showed up for class, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, being an amateur wrestler growing up and doing mixed martial arts and, you know, real martial arts and stuff like that, and then, you know, having this dream of one day being the next Rock or Stone Cold or Shawn Michaels, you know, and then I got to go to my first wrestling school and they're teaching us how to not do punches and not do things like that. You know, it was kind of like it messed with my head a little bit. And I remember I quit a couple of times, actually, because I was like, this can't be what wrestling's about, you know. And then, you know, it took me, I think that the breaking point was one of my close friends also was part of that school that we went to, and they were doing a local indie show, and at the indie show they asked me to help set up the ring and stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I'll come do that. And Nikolai Volkoff actually came in, and he was the main event that night. They had him come in as the main event. And I remember him looking at me, and he saw the way I looked. You know, I've always been really into fitness. I've always been tall, you know, dark hair, blue eyes, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, with my collegiate wrestling background, you know, he sat down with me and he gave me his whole story. And he said, if I were you, you know, you need to look around the locker room and realize that you're one of the few people who can come into this business and make money. And really, this is what this business is about. You know, when you understand, when you look at wrestling as less of a, I guess you could say, entertainment or sport or whatever, and you look at it like it's a business, it changes your prospect of it. And it changes the way you see things, you know. And I had him sit there and pretty much break down the concept of the business side of professional wrestling and what I was capable of doing if I actually took it serious enough. And I took his advice and I went back to school, and, you know, the rest was history. I never stopped, you know. And I mean, it's one of those things where it's like a bittersweet You know, when you grow up, you know, and I think some of the best people in this business, honestly, especially in this new generation of wrestlers, some of the best stars are ones that didn't generally grow up watching wrestling, because I think it really messes your head up when you grow up looking at it one way, and then when you step foot in there, it's a completely different thing, you know. And it's like, you know, it took me a long time to make that transition from, wow, the spectacle and the novelty of stepping foot in a WWE ring into showing up there going, okay, how am I going to make money? How am I going to make this company money? How am I going to market things? How am I going to, you know, learning how to work with cameras, learning how to communicate with each other, you know, everything from the way you walk, the way you look, the way your expressions, you know, the way your gear is, you know, movements, you know, telling stories in the ring, you know, it just completely rocked my world. And I think people who come into there, you know, as, you know, bodybuilders, like, you know, Cena was a bodybuilder when he came in there. You know, Rock was, you know, he was a football player who came in there. These guys who come in there and they go, okay, what can I do to get the most out of this, are the guys who are most successful, because they're not jaded or tainted by that, like, childhood, you know, passion, so to speak, even though that's what they try to promote wrestling as. You know, in my personal opinion, the guys that are the most successful are the guys who look at it more like a business as opposed to, I just want to be a wrestler.
Well, Mike, thank you so very much for taking some time and speaking for us. Quickly, I have one more question here.
Yes.
From Amanda. Amanda? Yeah. She wants to know if you will be part of that TNA gut check.
No. That's, I guess, you know, for the people who sign up and they want to get looked at or something like that. No, they just asked me to. TNA's developmental company is OVW now. It's up in Louisville. And I used to do shows for OVW. I have also done work with TNA and stuff like that. So they contacted me and asked me if I'd be willing to go up there, and my tryout, so to speak, would be to do a couple of dark matches for their OVW tapings and see where it goes from there. I think the gut check is really for people who have never really had exposure to these companies, and they want to get looked at, so they pay a certain amount of money and they go in there and they do a clinical tryout.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you so very much, man, for spending some time with us and hanging out.
I think it's about time I got a chance to do this. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know. We've been communicating for some time, and we finally got you on because of the whole, you know, schedule issues. But we got you here, and we heard a lot about you. Very interesting person, and we wish you a lot of luck, and hopefully we'll see you on TV soon, man.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be in touch. Right. Thank you so very much.
Bye.
Thank you, my man. All righty, good night. Well, great conversation there with Michael Anderson, better known as Damos, who has been a part of FCW, OVW, and have also had dark matches there for WWE. Let's take this quick phone call. Carla, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Hello, Carla, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air on the Roman Show.
Hey, how you doing? I was looking to speak with Mr. Johnny Nakia.
Oh, Johnny, we're getting a hold of him shortly. He's celebrating his birthday, so in just a few minutes, we're going to have him on, so just hang tight, all right?
Oh, I know. That's my brother.
Just hang tight.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to get a hold now of just a few minutes. We're going to go to a quick commercial. We'll be right back here with Johnny Nakia, who's celebrating his birthday. You know, we had to give him a break, man. It's his birthday. But hang on, girls and guys. Johnny Nakia will be on the show in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
back here with more action here on the Roman Show. We've been riding solo for most of the program, and we're going to get a hold of Johnny Knoxville in just a few minutes. But, guys, I want to read this news to you that it was announced that former WWE diva Jillian Fletcher, known as Jillian Hall, was arrested. Of course, it just never came out, but it was arrested last month, actually, and charged with domestic violence. Hall has now announced that he has separated with her husband after 2 years. Also, the WWE Elimination Chamber 2013 pay-per-view event will be held on Sunday, February 17th. They're already jumping the gun. It's going to be held in New Orleans. Also, as you know, last night on Monday Night Raw, that it was revealed that John Cena and Big Show will face off in a steel cage match at the No Way Out pay-per-view. And there's lots of talks, guys. I'm sure that you've seen this stuff. It happened over the weekend when the World Wrestling Entertainment visited the South American country of Brazil. And I want to hear from you, because this was a topic that was going bananas over the whole Memorial Day weekend about what Chris Jericho did to the Brazilian flag. And basically, as a character, which he played, which is a heel, a bad guy, for lack of a better word term, Jericho walked inside the arena. He wrestled CM Punk. And the crowd obviously was against him, knowing that he is the bad guy. So he grabbed a Brazilian flag, he folded it up, and kicked it. Now, when that happened, the authorities of Brazil stopped the show. Because in the country of Brazil, it is illegal to mistreat the national flag. Now, if we recall way back to the WWE pay-per-view where Shawn Michaels grabbed the Canadian flag and stuck it up his nose, yet nothing was done to Shawn Michaels. So, word is that in the back of the locker room of the World Wrestling Entertainment, several of the wrestlers out there are kind of, well, they're watching a gag show, from what I read from an article. They're very cautious of what they do and what they say. As we now understand, the WWE is on a different route of grabbing the attention of those that are 14, 13, 15 years old, and they are definitely avoiding themselves from this whole attitude era. Now, do you think that what happened to Chris Jericho, they gave him a suspension, indefinitely suspension. Do you think it was right for the WWE to do this? Obviously, the WWE was trying to set a point, trying to make a point out of Jericho. Jericho, after the authorities approached him, he had to apologize. But do you think the suspension was right? Do you think that it was worth it? I mean, at the end of the day, Jericho was just doing his job, which is play a heel, which is what you're supposed to do. And a cheap way or an easy way to do that is, well, grab the country's flag, right? Fold it up and throw it through the crowd. So I want to hear from you guys. Was it right for the WWE to suspend Chris Jericho? Obviously, the WWE, visiting the country for the first time, they're trying to keep a reputation that's squeaky clean. We understand it on a business point of view. But was it right, to suspend Chris Jericho? In other news, Brock Lesnar was seen at the UFC pay-per-view. He was sitting cage-side, and they showed the Brock Lesnar during the Frank Mir and Junior Dos Santos heavyweight title fight. Now, of course, everyone started speculating already on the internet that allegedly, Brock Lesnar and Dana White, the president of the UFC, held a meeting, and that, well, the outcome, well, wasn't too great. And according to an article on MMAJunkie.com, Dana White stated that, heck, you just might never know. And that is in reference to whether Brock Lesnar would return or not to the UFC. Some other folks were then talking about that Brock Lesnar and the WWE were trying to play the whole angle gimmick of him and Triple H and suing the company and then going back to the UFC. Nobody really knows what happened. But as we know, Brock Lesnar has not been on TV lately because WWE wants to save his 40-something days or 30-something days of his contract towards the WrestleMania season. So they're holding back his appearances. They don't want to waste it all. But do you think that Brock Lesnar, showing him to the UFC, showing him out, do you think he'll come back to the UFC? And do you think it's appropriate for him to return to the UFC? In fact, it all comes out to a time that a UFC Hall of Famer, Randy Couture, stated Brock Lesnar should be in the UFC Hall of Fame. Okay, he had, eight MMA fights? He had about three, four fights in the UFC? He was a heavyweight champ in the UFC, though. He did manage to do that. Now, do you think that Brock Lesnar will have a shot at the UFC again? We all know that he had his illness that affected him against Alistair Overeem, and then he returned to the WWE. And well, I mean, he did okay. He did okay against John Cena. Now, yeah, I saw over here posted that he wants to do the whole two-sport thing. There's another wrestler now that's attempting that, and that is King Mo. You'll be seeing him in action soon on TNA. He will be also fighting for Bellator. He fought for Strikeforce, and he was actually a champion over there. So he's going to be a two-sport athlete. We have seen Ken Shamrock. He did that. Dan Severn, he was a two-sport athlete. But Dana White does not allow that, the whole two-sport athlete type of thing. But that's what's being said. Let's read some of the comments here. Okay, this is in reference to the Chris Jericho. Marianne Knockout said that Lance Storm said on Twitter that the person who brought the flag had been disrespectful to the flag before Chris even got it. And Lorraine here says that, yes, it was right for them to suspend Jericho. That's just some of the comments that we're receiving here on the chat room. With that being said, guys, as forward, we're going to welcome in John Cena. We're also going to talk briefly about what happened yesterday on Monday Night Raw. Do you guys think that Monday Night Raw is kind of losing the steam after WrestleMania? I know now in July they're going to go 3 hours. In fact, in Canada, they want to go at 8 p.m., but they're not going to do it at 8 p.m. They're going to do it to 9 p.m. And on the other side, TNA, they're going to go live. For the first time, they will be live, and you, the fans, will have the opportunity to choose the opponent of D'Von Dudley. He'll be defending his title, but you will be deciding on his opponent. So that's kind of something interactive that TNA will be doing this time around, as they will be going live, and then Monday Night Raw will be going 3 hours, which will definitely give an opportunity to the young stars and obviously build up the whole feud and the angles. But with that being said, let's go quickly to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with more action here at the Roman Show on Johnny Knockout.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code ROMANSHOW and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
Hello.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here live with none other than the birthday boy, Johnny Knockout. Johnny, happy birthday, man.
Oh, thank you very much. I hope that you're enjoying this global holiday, JKO Day.
It's like a 5-day holiday weekend for you, huh?
It's like a 29-day holiday weekend.
Now, we saw some pictures here on your Facebook that you're enjoying this birthday by eating drinking some Dunkin' Donuts and some Hershey's bars.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to drink so much coffee that I probably wouldn't be able to blink for like half a day. And I wanted to eat so much chocolate that I would go home with like a stomachache. But I've surpassed it all. I guess it's just another year of being awesome and being booyah worthy, because I don't have a stomachache at all. I do have a little bit of I still got a nice midsection. It's a good day, man. How are you enjoying this global holiday?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I have been doing the show all by myself. I did have a special guest earlier today, the Miami Zombie. And you've heard about the Miami Zombie, right?
That was a guest of yours?
Yes, yes.
I don't want to talk about this. Not on a day like today.
No, it's just, what can I say? The writers are here, are celebrating your birthday, Johnny. They're being lazy. They don't want to work today.
That's the whole thing of JKO Day. It's just a day of fun. And you know what? I honestly don't work on my birthday ever. So if I had a job, that was it. I just didn't come in. I mean, you know, but today it's an exception because this is not work. This is fun, man. This is a great time. And that's what JKO Day is all about. So if they want to slack a little bit, you know, whatever, as long as they're having fun doing it.
Well, let me tell you, we've been having some fun. We had Prince Alifat, who will be fighting or wrestling Hacksaw Jim Duggan at TCW event in Arkansas. He'll be wrestling him this weekend.
Yeah.
And we've had Michael Anderson, better known as Timo, who spoke about competing in FCW and WWE and obviously OVW. So we had a fair share, but I've been running solo, man.
Well, I mean, I've been running around like crazy. I had a lot of things to do today, a lot of fun things, and it was a great day. I've been waiting on your phone call for about 29 minutes. So, I mean, I'm guessing you were in the middle of the interview, so I understand that.
Yeah.
That's cool. But,
yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry if I made you wait a little bit, but I tried to be on as early as possible because you know, I take everything I do very seriously, and I wanted to make sure I spent it with the right people. So, but I'm here now, man. Let's kick things off.
I'm glad, man, and I'm glad. I'm glad to have you here, and I'm sure that next week, well, you'll be back at your regularly scheduled time.
Oh, I definitely will. And I'm almost up to you, by the way, on the Facebook page. I wanted to make sure that I got to everybody personally and thank them personally because, man, I'm so overwhelmingly flattered by the turnout on how many people that gave me well wishes today. And I think I'm about 20 people away from getting to you, Mr. Roman. But if I could say it right now, thank you very much for the pleasant message that you sent me on my birthday. And, you're the best co-host a guy can have, too. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Hey, but Johnny, when I give you here, read some of the stuff that we have in the chat room. Mary Ann Knockout said that she got her new Johnny tattoo. So I believe this is a reference to your birthday, man. She got a tattoo about you.
She got a tattoo today, too? So did I.
Yeah, baby.
She
got a new tattoo. I don't know if it's a reference to you, but part of the JKO Army, but says, Johnny, I got a new tattoo. So,
dude, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I hope that she puts it up on the page, and that's facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality. we'd love to see it.
Yeah, put it out there. And, Lorraine, you know, she's been out there. And we have another person here who's been waiting on the line who wanted to speak to you and tell you happy birthday. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
All right, pretty good. Johnny's on. You're here. You're going to wish him happy birthday. I know you've been waiting there patiently.
Oh, I've been waiting. That's my brother, Mr. Knockout. Happy birthday, brother.
Ah, thank you very much. I know who this is. This is the Marvelous Menace. We had a throw-out, catch-as-catch-can, freaking badass wrestling match about 3 weeks back. If people want to go to JKO Tube, it's Sibling Rivalry. And, man, Pete, you really gave me a run for my money that day. But I'm glad we were able to work things out, shake hands, and be brothers. And it's great to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, definitely. Wanted to make sure I got in for your birthday at least.
Yeah, well, you see, me and Pete were hanging out today. And honestly, I got to say, he was the one responsible for my big coffee cup here of hazelnut and my three Hershey bars. So, really good to have you on the show, Peter, and thank you for a great day, man. It was awesome.
Definitely. I appreciate you guys having me. We're all able to talk to my brother for his birthday.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, guys.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Johnny, there you go, man. You've had some love here from the fans. Johnny, I know, and let's see here. Okay, just want to read, because we were asking Johnny,
and I'm sure you were enjoying your holiday or your birthday holiday. did you come across the whole Chris Jericho and the folding of the Brazilian flag kicking in? He got suspended. Were you aware of that?
Oh yeah, no, I was. In fact, I think midnight, one of the JKO Army members had posted it, and I went into the link and I saw that, and I was just like, wow, it's crazy. But I am totally for Chris Jericho and what he did that night. I guess different countries have different laws and regulations, and I understand that I can get that. But I mean, if all it took was an apology to get him off the hook, I mean, you know, the guy, they just take it to heart, you know. How does my buddies in Minnesota say it? They took it to the nipple.
Yeah, actually, we hear this comment, Johnny, from Amanda. She says, I think what you have to do is look at the nature of the storyline, and you can see that throwing a flag out of the ring is a far cry from how Sinister Jericho's heel character is this time around. Like, come on, he took a Jack Daniels bottle over CM Punk's head. She has a good point.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point, Amanda. Really, really good. You know what it is, though? It's a political move. You know, they don't want to look bad. And, you know, obviously they have, like, you know, they have an international outlet in Brazil, and the fans out in Brazil, they just want to keep everybody happy. Bottom line, that's what it comes down to. I guess it's in their law book and their rule book that disrespect is, like, they take it very serious. I can respect that. But honestly, like JBL said, you know, WWE, the E stands for entertainment. The people pay tickets to come out to see entertainment. And from what I can understand, the feedback from the fans that were at the event, they weren't offended. It's the government.
Right.
But,
the government. Right.
You know,
right. Hey, that's a phone call from Johnny, from Lorraine. Lorraine.
Hello?
Thank you on the show. Welcome.
Hello?
Lorraine Knockout, welcome to the Roman Show, baby.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Johnny. I wanted to make sure I told you over the phone from me and all the knockouts that weren't able to call in.
Oh, well, thank you very much. No, that really means a lot. And more importantly, how is little baby Rosalie doing, that little fireball?
She's doing good. She's doing really good. She's coming along really great.
You know, I see the pictures on the page, and now she's going home with some baby clothing, and she looks like a little baby strawberry. She's looking adorable.
It'll still be a little while before she comes home because she's got to at least get to 5 pounds. But they said basically she's coming along really great for being as young as she was when she was born and stuff. So we really can't complain.
No, I'm really very happy and very excited to see her progress and to be able to witness that and to be able to have, you know, the mutual support back and forth. I know she's just growing and she's coming along, but she's coming along well. And honestly, you said she's gained like 2 ounces in like 2 days. I wish I could gain weight like that. How do you do that?
For real.
I think Lorraine said it was breast milk, though. So I don't know if I go that far.
Hey.
But it's good. I'm very, very happy to see that Rosalie, Lily, and Alice is coming along well. So God bless her. And we all give her our best.
Well, you are her uncle's JKO, so she will.
That's right. That's
sure.
My little baby, man.
Well, Lorraine, thanks so very much for calling in. And I was wondering, proceed here celebrating Johnny's birthday. Johnny, so did you also manage to catch Brock Lesnar at the UFC show?
I mean, I saw it in the news that he was out at the show. I didn't watch the UFC show to see it, but, you know, I saw pictures and I read the articles. And I guess I can go along and agree with what everybody's writing about. I mean, number one, yeah, I guess it's got to be some kind of political move that, you know, he wants to make sure that Vince McMahon knows that he's got other options. But everybody knows that. The one thing I like is that how Dana White said he's not interested at this time. Man, I dig that guy, Dana White. I totally respect the position that guy keeps for himself. Because he could easily just, you know, be a mark for all his guys and just be like, oh, you know, I got this guy, got him coming back. You know, he's a businessman and he's smart. So I think, what, he said to Brock Lesnar he's not interested at the time or whatever. But,
yeah,
he's
not up to the whole two-sport type of deal. You know,
that's badass, man. That guy is badass because Brock Lesnar can go from a hot ticket to not being totally wanted. He's got a... I understand what he's doing, but, like, he's got to watch his P's and Q's, too, you know?
Yeah, but Dana White, that's one thing about that guy, and I've met him a couple of times. And let me tell you, that guy does not play. He's very upfront and straight to the point. You know, he tells it to you as it is in black and white. He's not hiding anything. And
I like that,
man. In fact, it happened to him this weekend with a fighter, Jason Mahan Miller. It turns out that Jason Mahan Miller, yeah, he walked out with a pink boa and a pink boombox. And according to him, he didn't like that. You know, he said, look, I'm trying to establish a serious sport here, and here you come out with a boa and a pink boombox. This is not what I want. I mean, aside from that, Mayhem Miller hasn't been having a great career in the UFC as of late. So, properly, he was going to let go one way or another because the display he pulled off in this past weekend wasn't all that great. But
wow.
He attributed to the whole gimmick he came out with. And Dana White said, you know what, you're gone. And surely enough,
really?
Yeah, Miller's packing his bag. Yep, just like that.
I mean, is that? I would guess that that's something you got to get across to the boss first, right? I mean, it's this guy's company. You should be asking him, would it be cool if I can go out like this? Or did he just like jump the gun and say, hey, I'm going to do it? Probably didn't think too much ahead. I mean, I don't know how it works, but I.
Well, the thing is, in MMA, you know, it's a bit different. But at the end of the day, you're marketable. You know, you're marketing yourself. You're marketing yourself as a fighter. So whether you're known for coming out with pink tights or known for coming out for this or talking for that, that's what Mayhem is known for. He's known for these ridiculous antics. And that's what he's trying to bring to the UFC, but the UFC just doesn't allow that.
Well, I respect Dana White's position with that, especially that it's his company. And, you know, perhaps the guy should have addressed his case or what he was going to do ahead of time to Dana White. But, you know, you got a guy like who's kind of parallels in you know, the sense of humor department as a Mayhem Miller. You got a guy, Forrest Griffin. But you see, he acts funny and comedic outside of the ring, you know. So that's his free range to do it. So I guess maybe he should have followed the same guidelines as this guy Griffin, you know.
Yeah, and also Charles Sutton, he's another guy that talks a lot of baloney, and then again, they let him do it, but that's a different story. We'll talk about this tomorrow night in the MMA show at 10 p.m. at RodolphRoman.com, blogtalkradio.com/RodolphRoman. Hey, and lastly, I want to touch on this subject. It just pulled up, Johnny, is that Hornswoggle is scheduled for a WWE Studios and WWE film production titled Leprechaun Origin. Now, according to the International Movie Database, the horror film is in pre-production and is scheduled for a 2013 release. Now, do you remember the Leprechaun horror film, Johnny?
Oh, hell yeah. I remember Leprechaun in the Woods. A friend with weed is a friend indeed, but a friend with gold is the best, I'm told. Yeah, I remember. That's the first time I saw Jennifer Aniston, too. She's hot.
Now, you imagined Hornswoggle in this thing? His role?
No, I cannot. I mean, obviously he's the obvious choice, but, like, I don't know. I'm not buying Hornswoggle. Get another white midget. I don't care. You know, me and Hornswoggle share the same birthday, you know.
Do you now? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He actually, and Brian Kendrick, too, who was our past guest.
I did see that. That's pretty cool.
They get to celebrate JKO Day with me.
That's pretty cool. Now, Johnny, you know, there's a lot of talk about this three-hour thing. Some saying that, the writers are tired. In fact, this past weekend, the writers of WWE were exhausted after traveling to Brazil and then coming back, you know, from a pay-per-view to Monday Night Raw. They needed a break. Do you think that adding this extra hour will either bump up the ratings or decrease the ratings? What is your opinion on this, John?
You know what? I was listening to the opinions of some of the radio guys, and you know what? They made a really good point. They basically said what WWE is going to do with that extra hour, what they believe is that they're going to be able to market a little bit more, get another storyline or two out to, you know, promote one or two extra matches per pay-per-view. I think it's a great idea for that. I don't think we're necessarily going to see more wrestling, although I hope we are. But, I mean, honestly, nothing's going to change other than, you know, it's going to be more of what they're putting out already. If that happens to be another wrestling match, it'll be great. But I think it's going to give a company like theirs another chance, more of a chance to market and the ability to get more out there, you know, and to plug more advertisements. So that's good from a business sense. I think that's what they're going to do with that. But as far as the writers go, I mean,
if it's something you love, I mean, yeah, you got to market, manage your time well. But Vince McMahon could always get more writers, so I don't think it's not a matter of tired. That's why God created coffee and Java and Juan Valdez, you know, and
well,
the little donkey he rides around in.
Lastly, TNA is going live, man. They're going to go live. Your thoughts on that?
Are they going to stay live? I don't know. I mean,
that's what they're doing, and they're going to change the times, you know, at 8 p.m.,
yes.
And they're going to allow the fans to do this stuff. You know, they're going to allow to vote in the opponent for Devon, so they're going to have that whole interaction.
I look at it like this. I'm sorry, Gabe.
No, you think it's a good move?
Yes, definitely. You know why? Because I put myself in that position. I'm going to put myself in the position of both of these companies, because those are two of the best companies that I'm looking to work for, aside from Ring of Honor. I mean, I would love to work with Ring of Honor as well. I would like to work with them first, to be honest with you. But the way I see it, I put myself in the situation. TNA, Impact Wrestling is going live. If I was a contracted superstar or star or Impact Wrestling, what have you, I would love for the cameras to be live. You know why? Because that makes me, it gives me more attitude, more adrenaline, more capability to want to go out there and just like soar, you know? So it's going to keep a lot of guys on their toes, and what that does is make guys work harder, better, you know? And then it'll also weed out the guys that really aren't cut out for it. So I think going live is a great idea. I mean, if they could follow a similar format for WWE's success, I think they can go a long ways, but live is not going to really change, like, their success rate, you know? That's got to be, that's more of an ingrained thing. That's something that, you know, they have to get their product over. So live is just another outlet for them to want to work harder. So, but it's a good thing. It's certainly not a bad thing.
Right. Well, Johnny, with that being said, that pretty much does it for us tonight, man. Again, make sure that you guys tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. as we talk MMA. We're going to have Ian McCall, who'll be main eventing UFC on FX number 3, and Mike Struck of MMA Uncensored. Johnny, happy birthday, man, and I know we're going to do it next Tuesday, sir.
Thank you very much. And last but not least, I just want to say thank you to everybody that took time out of their day to wish me well. And I just want everybody to know that this day, for me, I want to make sure that everybody was able to enjoy it, because it's a day that I like to share with everybody. So I don't like to center it around myself. I just want to make sure everybody's going out, having a blast, and living it up. Thank you very much for listening to the Roman Show, and we'll see you next week, guys. Thank you, Mr. Roman.
You got it, sir. Good night, guys. Follow us on Twitter, at RomanDH. If you happen to miss the past, please head on over to the website, RodolphRoman.com. Johnny, good night. Enjoy your birthday, man. Let's do it. Good night.
Booyah.
I know you guys heard of it, but one person that can tell you happy birthday, that's Dave Goldstein. Mr. Dave Goldstein, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, sir? Are you staying sober over there?
Oh, I am great. I'm sober. And believe this, you still can have fun without drinking. And
That's what I'm saying. You can have fun without drinking. Drink coffee.
Hey, and Hershey bars.
Yeah, Hershey bars with almonds.
Hey,
Johnny.
Big
happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much, Mr. Goldstein. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Johnny, do you hear this music in the background? Goldstein, where are you, man?
This is a mariachi band.
Yeah,
Jake Hale, Mexican style.
Hey, I don't know Mexican restaurant.
Dude, get the fajitas, man. Get the fajitas if you're at the restaurant.
Hey, senorita, two tequilas.
No, not the killers. No, no, no. Stay on the wagon. Do not fall off of it.
Get some burritos or something.
Hey,
what?
Give me some chimichangas. Get some empanadas, man. They're pretty fatty, but they're worth it. And I'm going to get the chimichangas.
Easy on the Tabasco sauce, man. It should burn.
Yeah. Oh, the jalapenos, too.
Oh.
You all right there, Betty?
Make it very spicy.
Oh, boy. I hope you enjoy
God.
The first year.
That's crazy. That was a wonderful surprise. Thank you, guys.
It was. Good night, guys.
Happy birthday, gang.